Dead Set Legends, 104.7, Triple M. We're on listener as well, L-I-S-T, and we're going to be talking about the AFLW Showdown. We're going to do that after 10 o'clock because right now on the line is the 263 retiring superstar. Jack Redden joins us. G'day, Jack. How are you?
Hey, lad. How are we?
Mate, on top of the world. And, yeah, congratulations on your career, mate. Obviously, we saw you pull the plug yesterday. How are you feeling?
Feeling really good, mate. Just been for a run, first run after getting the snip a few days ago. So all working well and ready for retirement.
The boy from Keith made your way up to the Brisbane Lions. We were drafted together. It didn't take us long to move in together. Your career started at the Brisbane Lions and then made your way across to West Coast. How was your family when you moved up to Brisbane from Keith?
Oh, mate. How are you, Tommy? Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I think it helped with going to boarding school. Mum and Dad obviously kicked us kids out and sent us to boarding school. So you grow up a little bit there and sweetens the blow when you actually have to move interstate for the parents and the loved ones. But yeah, I get to go home now, so Mum and Dad will be loving it.
Jack, Travis here, mate. How are you? Who looked after you when you got there? Because I'm led to believe you, you may have lived with the man in the room with us, Rocky. Did he take you under his wing early doors?
I looked after him, mate.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been the case.
He lived under my roof. Tom was a good mate, and yeah, we did a lot together, so cherish those moments for sure, mate.
Now, the Baringa boys, do you want to tell us a little bit about that? We have a matching tattoo on our bums. How did that all come about?
Come on.
Oh, mate, well, not the proudest moment, and I was the only one that did it on the night after a few beers, but I woke up in the morning, thought it was a dream, but turned around and had a tattoo on my ass. But That was our little crew at Baringa Street, and we were young and naive and called ourselves the Baringa Boys.
Now, the highlight would clearly be the grand final, I'd imagine. You had a super career, super consistent, runner-up best and fairest in that premiership year. Take us back to that day in 2018, that the premiership, you made the decision to leave Brisbane, one of the best players at Brisbane at the time, went over West Coast and got that premiership.
Yeah, mate, obviously as a kid, that's what you dreamed to do, and for whatever reason at Brisbane, it probably didn't work out, and I thought it was a good time to make a move and head over west, but it was purely a football decision, and I'm glad I did it in the end. I was lucky enough to achieve the moment. But yeah, running, accepting that medal on grand final day and sort of celebrating with your mates that you're every day with and your family, running around the oval with your family is one of the things I'll probably cherish the most out of my whole career, so very special day, and I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to achieve that.
Hey, Jack, I just want to know the difference between Brisbane and the West Coast Football Club, mate. You know, and there's, well, you know, Rocky's spoken about this before, but not a whole heap of highlighting about AFL football in Brisbane. So going over to a two-team town, how did you find that?
Yeah, it was a big change, mate. It was definitely an eye-opener. Obviously, Brisbane, you can go out all night, party, dance on the tables and that sort of stuff and get away with it. But then you can't get away with that sort of stuff. So big football community, two-team town, just like SA. So it's a big difference. But obviously each state has pros and cons to running a football club and that sort of thing. So there's pros and cons to each side. But very, very different ends of the scale. And, yeah, love both. But, yeah.
And what's the plan now, mate? Do you come back to South Australia? Do you stay over in WA? What's the story for Jack Redden?
Yeah, we sort of on the know a few times throughout my career, but yeah, I think family, got another one on the way, mate, so due in probably a week or two. So I think the family, three kids is hard work, so I think we need the grandparents and family around to help with that. And to be honest, getting around family again, I'll cherish that and looking forward to that.
It'll be great to have you back in South Australia. Now that you've had the third kid, do we expect to see your alter ego come out after a few beers, Eugene?
Oh, no.
Oh, I think he's retired, mate. He's retired as well. Come over to Perth.
The last thing I want to touch on, there's a great group of friends. You, yourself, me, Stipan Bradar and Trent Young, we always travel down to Melbourne for the Cox Plate. Do we expect you to dress next time we go to the Cox Plate as one of the staff members?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? It was a good day, wasn't it? Turn back the clock and do it again, eh?
Exactly right. For the listeners out there, Jack turned up to the Cox Plate dressed as one of the workers one day, and everyone thought he was on track working as a security.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jack. Nah, mate, congratulations to you. 263 games, runner-up, best and fairest, and 2018 premiership player. No one can take that away from you, mate. Well done.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Redo. What a star he is. And underrated player, boys, I reckon.
He was one of the teammates that you just knew what you were going to get. Super consistent. He'd try all day from the first bounce to the last bounce, run all day. He was one of the best teammates I ever had in my career, and he deserves everything that comes his way.
Love that. We're going to catch up with Rusty after 10. Triple M.